क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Chimes Radio, original podcast.
You know what has been the ultimate goal of my life? It is like after I spend my day at work, go back home, have a cup of coffee, and have a corner for myself where I have my library. I sit there by the window, have my coffee and read a book. I'm sure many people can relate to it. But what if you are on the other side of the table? Like when you are writing the books, you are an author. Famous playwright, author, screenplay writer Toni Morrison once said, if there's a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. So this is what goes around in the head of an author. Imagination, characterization, weaving the story around the thoughts that fly in a writer's mind all the time, and then finally penning them down in words leads to creation of that perfect book or novel or a collection of stories. And what a pleasure if the book written is for children. A book that teaches them values, a book that teaches them empathy, a book that teaches them culture. So today we have with us a special guest, an author, a writer of one such book. We have Ms. Hemanti Mitra, whose collection of short stories, The Magical Forest, is out in the market. And along with their publishers, Quill and Canvas, the book is doing amazingly good. And as radio partners of Quill and Canvas Kids Book Club, we at Chimes Radio are honored to have her with us today, and we are going to talk about it. Welcome to Chimes Radio, Ms. Mitra.
Thank you, Chimes Radio, and hello everyone.
Please tell us something about yourself.
I'm a storyteller. I write stories for children. I did my schooling and university from Calcutta, and I'm currently based out of Gurgaon. I work with non-profits who are into education, and I help them to design their curriculum. I'm also a translator, blogger, and an animal activist, and I love all things funny, quirky, and magical.
Things that are magical, and how amazing if the magical things are for children. So, The Magical Forest. Ms. Mitra, I'm really curious. Firstly, what made you foray into the world of writing? And writing that too specifically for children? So why did you choose to focus on writing children's books?
See, I've always been fond of writing. In school, I wrote every year in our magazine and straight into university. Being a lit major, writing has been an intrinsic part of my life. When I started translating regional literature into English, I rediscovered children's books because majority of my work was children's literature. And I fell in love with children's literature all over again. So when I decided to publish, it became an automatic choice. Besides, as I said earlier, I'm a storyteller And who better to tell stories to than children?
That is really amazing. Exactly. Children are the best recipients of any sort of message that we want to give, any sort of lesson that we want to teach with the help of different stories, with the help of different characterizations. A good book stays with you for life. Miss Mitra, please tell us something about The Magical Forest.
Magical Forest is a collection of short stories of love, retribution, deceit, friendship, and forgiveness. All the characters are animals, birds, even some humans, very interesting ones. There is magic, adventure, and the backdrop is India's forests in all their magnificence. Each story, of course, teaches you a life skill or a value. So there is a nugget of wisdom hidden in every story.
And please tell us, why did you choose to write short stories in Magical Forest?
A good short story can stay with you for much longer than a novel. It can startle, it can illuminate, and it can move you in a way that the novel perhaps will not. That is my opinion. It provokes questions, and there is so much variety in a collection of short stories. In a novel, especially for children, you can't write about multiple themes. It gets confusing, and the child loses interest. For example, in Magical Forest, the themes handled in Man's Best Friend, which is the second story, and in Featherbright, which is the third story, are very different. But both were important. I needed to address them. And yes, but I had to do it in two separate stories. And yes, different stories make the whole book much more exciting. There is more color, there is variety, and the background keeps changing. And before the child gets bored, a new story has started with a new theme. Having said that, I don't want to underestimate children and their attention span. If you tell a story well, the children will read it. Perhaps with digital entertainment, their attention span has lessened, but I wouldn't underestimate children and their capacity to read stories.
Exactly. That's where we at times underestimate children. We do, really. But they really do astonish us at times. To put across a message, we need to have certain elements that the reader can relate to. Miss Mitra, after reading the book, I see that you have chosen animals and nature as the message bearer for the children who are reading it. So why did you particularly choose animals and nature as a means to get your message across for various value systems that you've spoken about?
I am passionate about animals and the environment, and both are in danger. Humans thought they were superior to every other life form. And look where we are now. So I thought, who better to spread little nuggets of wisdom than a fox, a dog, or even a baby buffalo? Also, India's forests are so rich in flora and fauna, I wanted both children and their parents to explore this aspect of our wonderful country. And once again, the inhabitants of these forests are the birds and the animals. And the trees. So let them be the storyteller.
That is really great. And we know all the characters that are famous in children are actually based on animals, because naturally children are lovers of animals and nature. That's how it comes across. Picture books, comic books, short stories, novels. Children can love any of the genres, and we just cannot underestimate the kind of books they are reading. The Magical Forest has tales, it has animals, it has nature, it has value system, it has teachings for our little ones. Talking further, we see that you have used forests from six states of India in each story. So what is the significance of using these places?
This is a very interesting question, because it appears before the content pages. The map with the six states and an animal representative of that particular state. It's a fair representation of the country's geography, isn't it? The north, south, east, west, and Madhya Pradesh, which is the middle point of India. India is a diverse country, The trees, the flowers, the birds, and the animals, even the topography, are vastly different from each other. So you have hilly in the east. The northeast has a particular kind of terrain. The mountains in the north and the dense evergreen forest in the west and the south. I wanted to show the diversity which India offers. And forests and the animals and the birds in magical forest stories, they all have characters of their own. In a lot of stories, the forest or the woods are a backdrop to the human characters, to the human drama. In magical forest, the forest and the animals are the principal protagonists. So nature behaves in a particular way in the fourth story, The Magic Cloak. And it is a very different nature, the character of the nature, the personality of nature, and how it behaves in the hunter. Hence the diversity. And hence, these are the thoughts behind why I chose six different states to portray stories.
Flavor of the entire country, north, south, east, west, and the central. This is certainly an out-of-the-box and amazing idea to teach value system to our little children. Miss Mitra, as I see that publisher of your book is Quill and Canvas, so could you tell us about your association with Quill and Canvas and with Shobha Sen Gupta, the owner of the publishing house?
Quill and Canvas and I go back a long way. It was always one of the most delightful bookstores in my experience. And then when I decided to I was on the cusp of writing Magical Forest, and Shobha Sen Gupta of Quill and Canvas was eager to explore the world of publishing. So then began our first professional partnership. She is an exemplary editor, and she has worked with some great publishing houses. Quill and Canvas has been instrumental in producing this book, and all credit for editing, designing, and producing of Magical Forest goes entirely to Shobha Sen Gupta of Quill and Canvas. In fact, Quill and Canvas is publishing my second collection of short stories, which should be printed and out in happier times.
That's really wonderful. And even we are waiting for your second book so that we have you again on the show and talk about that book as well. A major concern amongst parents these days is the screen time that children are exposed to. And it is noticeable that children, even under 5 years of age, are introduced to screen by their own parents, be it television, computer, mobiles, and this is a matter of concern. Ms. Mitra, talking about screen, we see that children these days are spending a lot of time watching TV, mobile, iPads, gaming consoles. So as an author of children's books, what is your message to their parents?
It is difficult to curtail screen time for children, as everything nowadays demands digital expertise. However, monitor what they are watching and playing on their devices. It's very important to do that. The content needs to be watched. Introduce them to the great outdoors. Take them out on holidays. Take them out on unusual holidays where they are in touch with the natural world. Introduce them to books, board games, puzzles. And parents, read books yourself. If you read books, if you play outdoor games, children will automatically follow you. As we all know, we are the role models of our children. Create a reading corner, create a library, and take them out. Go out with them on holidays which are not necessarily expensive. Perhaps take them on a holiday to the magical forests of India.
To magical forests of India. What an idea. I am definitely going to take Ms. Mitra's advice and take my children to a trip to these magical forests the moment I get a chance and things are better around the world. Talking about reading habits in children, in words of R.R. George Martin, a reader lives a thousand lives. The man who never reads lives only once. A reader lives many lives through the characters in the books he has read. And what is better to start living these lives at a very early age? So, Ms. Mitra, how important is it to encourage children to start reading from the very beginning?
Reading from an early age enhances attention span and imagination. Children learn without realizing. They have better vocabulary. extensive knowledge, and they learn, and all this happens without effort because the child is engaged in a pleasurable activity. He's actually enjoying it, but he is automatically learning. They have better command of the language, and I firmly believe children who read grow up to become insightful, well-rounded adults, because the more you read, you glimpse into different worlds, different people, and you're exposed to diverse ways of thinking, and you learn to respect that those ways of thinking and to view the world and its inhabitants in a much more tolerant fashion.
Right. Tolerance, empathy, kindness, compassion, all these qualities children can learn starting from the very beginning if they are exposed to a very healthy reading environment. Thank you so much, Ms. Mitra, for being with us and enriching us with your wise words about your book, The Magical Forest, and of course, talking about our little children.
I would like to thank you. Thank you, Chimes Radio, for giving me this opportunity of coming on to your channel. That was indeed a very, very insightful session. And you are a unique channel. And all good wishes to you, Chimes Radio.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mitra, for being with us. This really was a pleasure talking to you. And to all our children, read as much as possible. Because right now, you will not realize what reading is doing to you. But once you grow up, you will stand out in the crowd as a more knowledgeable, more proficient, and more efficient person who will have grasp on all the things that you have read so far. So, keep reading, keep growing. This is Manika on Chimes Radio. Chimes Radio.